This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. It's your host and speaker, Paul Esposito here. God bless you. Happy Friday to you. Good Friday. Good for us. Not very good for our Lord Jesus Christ. When we think back of everything that He endured on this day, the day of His crucifixion, that's where this day falls on. And let's take some time today to think of all that the Lord Jesus Christ did for us. What comes to remembrance is that verse, Romans chapter 5, verse 8. It says, God demonstrated His own love towards us, and that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. What a great truth. What an awesome God we serve. And His grace is just beyond belief, isn't it? He's been so good to us. Let's praise His name here today. You're listening to WGOD Radio. We're going to hear the last part of a message. I invite you to come out to Pastor Greg Lassier's church tonight. I believe it's 7 o'clock for their Good Friday service. That's Christ Lutheran Church. They're on our station here every Monday at 12:30 in the afternoon. They're on A1A in Cape Canaveral. Google the address, you'll find it. We went there last night for the service. Wonderful time. My good friend there, Pastor Greg, and it's nice for me to be able to be on the other side sometime and just take a seat and not have to be officiating at a service. Here today, you're going to hear the last part of this message I've entitled, How's Your Diet? We're going to look at where do you go today when someone asks you or someone implies that you have not received the baptism of the Holy Spirit while yet you're a Christian. Where do you go to defend that? Where do you go to know whether or not is it possible that you haven't if you're a Christian? Let me assure you, yes, you have if you are a Christian, because the Bible says, if that matters, that by one Spirit we have all been baptized into one body. So we're going to look up, we're starting this program today looking at the tail end of the question, it's all right to be a gay Christian, then the baptism of the Holy Spirit. What does the Bible say about that? And then we're going to wrap it up looking at evolution. God bless you. I invite you out to Ireland this week for our Easter service. The Reverend Jim Johnson will be preaching the word this week. Love to see you Sunday morning at 10:30. Here's the last part of this message now. How's your diet?
You know what would happen to you if you read this in public? You would be an outcast for all eternity. That's what the Bible says. You've got to decide who you're going to side with. Then the rest of that verse, I read that out of the New American Standard. The rest of the verse says, and whatever else is contrary to sound teaching. And of course, Leviticus 18:22, you shall not lie with a male as with a woman. That is an abomination. I'll tell you something, that verse in Timothy is enough to cause half the church of Jesus Christ to fall away from the faith. Do you believe and support and endorse the Word of God? What's happened here, church? How can this even be up for discussion, this topic? Romans 1:26 and 27, it's on the handout. I don't have time for that. Men with men doing what is shameful. Women and women. Number five, have you received the baptism of the Holy Spirit? Have you received the baptism of the Holy Spirit? I know a man. This man, upon comparing himself to another man, a much, much older man, said to me one day, he says, what so-and-so needs is he needs to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. This, he said, because the older gentleman didn't respond in worship the way that he thought that he should have responded. So I thought it out. And I believe I said to this man, if memory serves me correctly, I said to him, you've been married two or three times. You drink alcohol freely. And this man over here has been married to the same woman for 50 years. He's been faithful to his wife, faithful to his Lord, faithful to his Savior. He's got the power inside of him to live a godly life. He doesn't drink. He doesn't smoke. And he's full of integrity, at least he was, while he was alive. But you pity him because he doesn't have what you have. You know what? I hope what you have isn't contagious. I don't want what you have. I want what the other guy had. You received the baptism of the Holy Spirit? Then walk like that man. Walk like him. And then I'll believe you, you got the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Live a holy, righteous life when no one's looking in the dark. Yeah, you've got the baptism of the Holy Spirit, all right. That's how you measure a man or a woman that's got the baptism of the Holy Spirit, by living a life of integrity. All right, that's my rave. What does the Word of God say about it? Ephesians 4:4. There is one body and one spirit, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. 1 Corinthians 12:13, by one spirit we have all been baptized into one body. I don't want you to take my word for something, but take God's word for everything. One more, Colossians 2:10. You are complete in him. You lack nothing. There is no super Christian. The question is, how much of you does God have? That's why you see a difference in Christians. Some are on fire, some don't give a rip. It's how much of you does God have? You're not a super Christian. You're the same as everyone else. You don't have to get up here and shout or in praise and worship. He doesn't have something you don't have. I measure that, God measures it by your integrity. What you do in the dark. Here's one I got from Theodore Epp the other morning doing my Bible studies. 2 Peter 1:3. As his divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness. And you and I are partakers of the divine nature. We've got it all as Christians. Every one of us who has been baptized has received the Holy Spirit. Romans 8:9. By one Spirit, we have all been baptized into one body. Believe the Word of God. Number six, evolution. The accusation, all this is by chance. Where do you go to defend this? Okay, Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. I should have brought my cell phone with me. I think I'm going to get caught up on the news now. That's the end. I watched this thing. It was 6 hours long, this debate between the science guy and the Ken Ham. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Who do you believe? It's a question of faith and trust. Believe God at his word. God said God is fully responsible and accountable for defending himself. God said he made everything. It's up to your choice to decide. I would just encourage you as your pastor to side with God. Don't stick a thumb in his eye and call him a liar. That's not good to your health. That's worse than swimming in the banana river. You want more verses? Psalm 19:1, the heavens declare the glory of God. The firmament proclaims his handiwork. How about this one? I know this is one of Ron's favorites. That is Job chapter 38. God says this, who is this that darkens counsel by words without knowledge? Then God says this, where were you when I laid the foundations of the world? Speak up if you know. Where were you, Smedley? Where were you when I made all this? If you weren't here, then you're best to keep your yap shut. In humble praise of Almighty God, who says that he made everything. New York Times comment, this guy wrote in the New York Times. He says, belief in the virgin birth is evidence that conservative Christians are less intellectual. Florida Today said, if you believe everything that I just read to you, if you believe in creationism, his exact word, this will harm you in life and that you won't get as far to those that believe in evolution. Let me explain that again. If you believe that God created all this, that is going to harm you in your life and you won't get as far as the atheists get. And I'm here to tell you, I'm going to get farther than you, friend. Much farther. I'm going to reach higher than you. Because I believe God and I trust in his word. And I am going to reach all the way to heaven because of him. And belief and trust in his word. This morning I just put on Facebook, this verse. And I was thinking, if there was one verse or one word I could change in the Bible, it would be this. I would love to change the word Enoch to Paul, that is Esposito. It says, by faith, Enoch, let's change it. Let's change the word this morning. By faith, Paul Esposito was translated so that he should not see death. And he was not found because God translated him. But before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. Boy, would I love to do that. But I can't. Let me please him anyway. Lord God, we praise you.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.